Friends, now after seeing what is merger, what is acquisition, what is takeover, what is reverse merger, then basic difference between merger and acquisition, we have reached to the stage to understand in this chapter about the basis of merger and acquisition. What are the basis for these mergers and acquisitions? There are various theories, various structures that has came into the market. One by one we will look into that. So our objective for discussing this chapter is to understand the strategic, analytical and operational foundation that guides the merger and acquisitions decisions and focus on the framework which is published by BCG matrix or GE McKinsey matrix, then SWOT analysis, SWOT, SWOT analysis, strength, weakness, etc. analysis, and Porter's five forces, alongside detailed examination of the strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats of the SWOTs. Thereafter, we have made an PowerPoint presentation to cover BCG matrix, GE matrix, SWOT analysis, strength of merger and acquisition, weaknesses of merger and acquisition, opportunities of merger and acquisition, and threat of merger and acquisition, followed by Porter's five forces model for acquisition, mergers and acquisition. These are the important points only we are going to briefly discuss in this session. Right? So, under introduction, what I have to say here is that first, the Indian context, in our context, merger and acquisition decisions are shaped by multiple forces, multiple regulatory authorities, that is, governed by Companies Act, SEBI Substantial Acquisition Regulations, Competition Act, Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, Foreign Exchange Management Act. There will be also sector-specific regulation like RBI, IRDAI, TRAI, which plays a critical role in industries such as banking, insurance, and telecom field. Economic drivers consist of India's sustained GDP growth. Okay, government-led initiatives such as Make in India, PLI schemes, and liberalized FDI policies, which encourages the strategic types. Technological influence, if you look into the AI-based due diligence tools, blockchain, contact verification, big data analytics, and valuation modeling. Digital transformation creates the opportunities in sectors like fintech, e-commerce, healthcare, and renewable energy. Sectoral trend, if you look into for the merger and acquisition, is consolidation in banking. That is PSU bank mergers, Telecom, Vodafone and Idea merger, then aviation, Air India, Vistara merger, then acquisition led by entry into emerging segments like electric vehicles, green hydrogens, and 5G infrastructure. One by one, we will see that is Boston Consulting Group matrix for merger and acquisitions. Boston Consulting Group. This is in early 1970. Is a consulting group. Boston Group is a consulting group in early 1970. Is a strategic portfolio analysis tool. This is a strategic portfolio analysis tool that helps the companies to assess their various business units or potential acquisition targets. Okay, it consists of, it evaluates two key dimensions. One, market growth rate, and second one is relative market share. These two aspects is getting evaluated under this BCG matrix. The matrix is typically presented as 2x2 grid, dividing the business units into four categories. Business unit into four categories. First category is four quadrant of the BCG matrix. Four quadrant. Which are those four quadrant? Stars. Stars means high growth, high market share. These are market leaders in rapidly growing industry. They require significant investment. Right? In India, there will be Reliance Jio during its rapid expansion phase in telecom domain. Telecom, and it is a dominant market share with the industry experiencing exponential subscriber growth. Number two is a cash cow. Number two is a cash cow. First one was what? Stars. Stars means high growth, high market shares. Cash flow means low growth, high market share. These units generate more cash than the consumer. Okay, then third one will be question marks. Third one will be question marks. High growth, low market share. These have potential to become stars if the market share is increased. But they also risk becoming dogs. Risk becoming dogs if growth stagnates. Now, what is these dogs? Next, you can see the dogs. Dogs are low growth, low market share. Low growth, low market share. These have a weak competitive position in the low growth market. So there are four characters or four strategies. First one is stars. Second one is cash flow. Third one is a question mark. And fourth one is a dogs. Right. Now, number two, application of the BCG matrix in merger and acquisition. In Indian scenario, BCG matrix helps companies to identify acquisition target, rationalize the portfolios, allocate the resources, and in respect of relevance to the Indian regulations and market conditions, the competition, merger and acquisition decision must also account for Competition Commission of India, sector-specific rules, technology disruption. Number four is advantages of using the BCG matrix in merger and acquisition. There are various advantages. Simple visual framework for resource allocation helps strategic prioritization of the acquisition or diversification of the target and support the long-term planning by linking market. There is also a limitation in Indian market for BCG matrix because it relies heavily on accurate measurement of market growth and shares, which may be difficult in unorganized fragmented sectors. Now, another one is after BCG matrix, there will be GE McKinsey matrix. Now, GE McKinsey matrix for merger and acquisition is developed jointly by McKinsey and a company and a General Electric in 1970s is an advanced portfolio analysis. This is an advanced portfolio analysis tool used to evaluate the company's strategic business unit or the potential acquisition target. It expands upon the BCG matrix by introducing the multiple equations, criteria, and 9-cell grid. How many? 9-cell grids instead of simple 4-quadrant, which we have seen stars, cash, layouts, dogs, etc. in BCG. Here there are 9-cell grid instead of simple 4-quadrant layout. This matrix assesses the business along with the two primary dimensions. One is the industry attractiveness and second one is a business unit strength. Now, 9-quadrant is number one, dimension of GE McKinsey matrix. Industry attractiveness. Okay. The factors that determines how appealing an industry is for investment or an acquisition. Number two, business unit strength. This factor that determines the strength of the company positions within the industry consists of relative market share, brand equity, customer loyalty, distribution network, technological capability, cost structure advantage. Here is the nine-shell grid. Nine-shell grid, the G matrix plots industry attractiveness on vertical axis and the business unit strength on the horizontal axis, each divided into high, medium, and low. This produces nine possible positions, each implying the recommended strategy. Now, the business strength industry attracts achievements, attractiveness is they divided into high, medium, and low. Here, high will be invest, grow, maximize resource, and expansion. In medium, selectively grow if the condition permit, and low, harvest, invest minimally. In respect of the medium business strength or industry or attractiveness, selectively choose opportunity selectively, and in medium size, the manage for earning, maintaining position, and low, divest or disinvest. Consider the exit if return falls in low thing. And in low, harvest, reduce the investment, disinvest, sell or shut in medium, and liquidate or withdraw completely in case of low. Application in merger and application. In merger and application context, the G McKinsey matrix is particularly valuable because it considers multi-factor analysis rather than relying on just growth and the market shares. Now, there will be certain examples like banking sector. When HDFC Bank evaluates acquiring a smaller NBFC, it uses the industry activeness factor like credit growth, then reputational regulatory ease, then digital adoption along with the NBFC's business strength. In respect of telecom sector, in evaluating the regional broadband provider and the telecom giant may find medium industry attractiveness. In renewable energy, an acquirer may see high industry attractiveness. And advantages of the BCG matrix consist of the multiple variables for both access, providing the richer analysis, helps to identify nuanced strategic like selective growth instead of binary growth or divest decisions, more suitable for the complex and regulated industries. Limitations in Indian context. Data reliability. What are the limitations in Indian context? Data reliability. In unorganized sectors, inaccurate or accurate data for attractiveness and strength of difficult to obtain. Okay. Another limitation is regulatory sensitivity, sudden change in the Indian policy. Third one is a complex scoring. It requires subjective judgment to weigh multiple factors which can be bias resulting. Number six is the strategic relevance in Indian merger and acquisition. G McKinsey matrix is particularly relevant in India for cross-sector acquisition, distressed asset purchase under IBC, and technology-led consolidations. Now, let us understand the SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis is nothing but it is a strategic tool that identifies and evaluates the strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats related to the business, project, or in this case, the potential merger and acquisition transactions. So SWOT analysis is for merger and acquisition deals or transactions. Now, number one, strength. Strength is internal strength and positive factors. Strength is internal attribute that provides advantages of achieving merger and acquisition goals. Key strength of Indian merger and acquisition landscape consists of market leadership, brand equity, and robust distribution network, technological expertise, as well as operational synergy. Now coming down to understand the weakness. Weaknesses are also internal and negative factor. Okay. Weaknesses are internal limitations that may hinder merger and acquisition success. Common weaknesses in Indian merger and acquisition consist of cultural misalignment, operational inefficiencies, high debt burden, limited management bandwidth, and dependence on few customers. Right? Then opportunities. Third, SW, now O. O is opportunities. Opportunities is external positive factor. Opportunities are external condition that can be leveraged by growth post merger and acquisition. Prominent opportunities in India consist of digital transformation, government incentive, market liberalization, sectoral consolidation, distressed assets acquisition. And now finally, the threats. The threat is also external and negative factor. Threats are external challenges that may undermine merger and acquisition benefits. Major threats of Indian environment consist of regulatory changes, high competitive rivalry, technological disruption, currency volatility, there is a political and public sentiments. Then strategic use of SWOT analysis in merger and acquisition. Strategic use. Pre-deal evaluation. SWOT analysis is used in pre-deal evaluation, which identifies whether the strength outweighs the weakness and if the opportunities are justify the risk. Then negotiation tool. Strength can justify higher valuation. Post-merger integration planning, regulatory approval preparation. Now, strength of merger and acquisition. One is the economic of scale, where reduction in per unit cost of production or operation as the output increases. Market leadership and competitive positioning. In this, by combining market share, merged entity can achieve a dominant position in industry. Third one is a diversification of risk. Merger and acquisition can reduce the risk by diversifying the product line, customer base, and the geographical market. Fourth one is access to new technology and capabilities. Acquiring companies with advanced research and development, patent, proprietary technology, they can accelerate the innovations. Enhanced financial strength. Number five, enhanced financial strength. Merger can create larger, more financially stable entity capable of raising the capital at favorable terms. Sixth, operational synergy. Synergy result from the combining complementary resources, eliminating redundancies, and integrating the supply chain. Faster market entity. The faster market entity consists of, instead of building new operation from the scratch, acquisition provides the immediate access to established market, customer, and distribution network. Leveraging government policies and initiatives. Merger and acquisition can strategically timed to take an advantage of favorable policy framework or subsidiaries. Improved talent pool. Merger and acquisition allows the acquiring company to integrate skilled professionals, subject matter experts, and leadership teams, right? And strengthened negotiating power. Larger entity often have the greater leverage in supplier contract, pricing negotiation, and strategic partnership. Number 11 will be the strategic realignment for long-term growth. Under this, merger and acquisition allows companies to reposition themselves in a high-growth sector or exit stagnating industries. Now, weakness of merger and acquisition. We have seen the strength. Now, we'll see the weakness. While merger and acquisition are also carry inherent weakness that may undermine the expected benefits, which consist of cultural and organizational misalignment. Number 2, overestimation of synergy. That is also one of the weakness. Company often project unrealistic cost saving or revenue gains without accounting for integration and complexities. Number 3, integration challenges. IT system, operational processes, and the supply chain may be incompatible. Then high transaction cost, advisory fee, legal expenses, due diligence cost, and restructuring charges that can be substantial. Regulatory and compliance hurdle. It consists of Indian merger and acquisition deals that has to be navigate a multiple approvals like Competition Commission, SEBI, RBI, NCLT, etc., which can cause the delay. Then a loss of key talent. Loss of key talent is also another weakness. Post-merger uncertainty can prompt the senior executive or skilled employees to leave the organization. Financial strain from over-leveraging. Acquisition funded by the excessive debt that can strain the cash flow, especially if integration takes longer than the expected. The brand dilution and identity issue. The acquired brand that may lose its unique identity and alienated to the loyal customer. Cultural restrictions to change. Employees and even customers may resist the change in policies, service standard, or product introduced after merger and acquisition. Poor strategic fit. If the acquisition target does not align with the buyer's long-term strategic goal, the investment may underperform. And 11th is a short-term performance declines. Post-merger disruption in supply chain, customer relationship, or operations can lead to the temporary decline in performance. Now there will be third one, will be opportunity. We have seen the strength, we have seen the weaknesses, and now we are seeing opportunities for the merger and acquisition. These opportunities, India focuses insights are market expansion and entry into new geography, access to new technology and innovations, consolidation in overcrowded sectors, strengthening the supply chain and distribution network. In this, acquisition can help the companies to gain the direct access to the supply chain distribution channel and retain the network. Leveraging government reform and incentives. This is favorable for FDI policies, lower corporate tax for manufacturing units. entry into sunrise and green sectors, renewable energy, electronic mobility, digitally health and agritech offers significant growth potential. This is also another strength, opportunities. Then cross-border synergy is also another opportunity. The Indian companies can leverage merger and acquisition into acquire overseas brand also, patent and expertise, and while foreign investors can access India's large consumer base through the acquisition. Another opportunity is a brand portfolio diversification. This allows companies to offer the broader product range, reducing the dependency on a single category. Then access to the skilled human capital. Then reviving the distressed assets, that opportunity will also be there. Then accelerating the digital transformation. Business can very well fast track the digital adoption through the acquisition rather than in-house development. Okay. Then strengthening the competitive position. Merger and acquisition can help to eliminate competitive increase market shares and create a stronger negotiating power with the suppliers and distributors. Now, threat of merger and acquisition. We have seen strength, weakness, opportunities, and now the last T is a threat. Threat of merger and acquisition. The threat is for what? Threat is for cultural integration and challenges. This is due to the differences in corporate culture, work ethics, leadership style, and communication practices. Number two threat is overvaluation and poor due diligence. Number three is regulatory and compliance risk is another threat. Threat of loss of key talents, failure to achieve the synergies, culture and linguistic diversity is also another threat, and the political and policy uncertainty which changes in the government, in policies, tax regime is also another threat. Next threat is economic and market volatility and brand and reputational risk. Number 10 is integration cost revenue, cost overruns, and last one will be the competitive black ash. Number 12 is a legal disputes and contractual obligations is also another threat, and the cultural resistance from the consumers as well as from the stakeholders is also a possible threat in merger and acquisitions. So this is what the SWOT analysis, SWOT, strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. No doubt, due to the time constraints, I could not explain you more precisely. You may refer to your textbook where it is explained very nicely for your better understanding. Now, the final one is the Porter's Five Forces Model. Another model is a Porter's Five Forces Model. What are these five forces model? Now, threat of new entrants. The risk posed by the new competitors in entering into the market and reducing profitability. Merger and application implication. A high threat of entry may reduce the margin. The factors influencing these forces consist of capital requirement, government regulations, brand loyalty, and access to distribution channel. Now, bargaining power of suppliers. Number two is a bargaining power, Number two is a bargaining power of suppliers. Ability of the suppliers to influence the prices, quality, or return. Right? Number three will be the bargaining power of buyers. This bargaining power influence the customers have overpricing and quality. Now, factors influencing in these forces is number of buyers and their concentration. product standardization, etc. Now, fourth is threat of substitute products or services. Threat of substitute product or services. The risk that alternative product will replace the existing offering consists of the companies that may acquire the business in adjacent sectors to hedge against the substitutes. Now, factors which are influencing this force is availability of substitutes, performance to cost ratio of alternatives, and technological innovation speed. Industry rivalry is a major force. Out of five forces, this is the last force, that is industry rivalry. The level of competition among the existing players. In highly competitive industries, mergers may be used to consolidate the market share, reduce duplication, and improve efficiency. However, the intense rivalry can also make acquisition expensive and risky. The factors which influences this force is number and size of competitors, rate of industry growth, differentiation of level among the product. With this, we complete our discussion on this topic. Thank you very much.